It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24 and Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to worship God. And it's I would invite my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time to come together for worship. Now we pray for your spirit to come and feed us fresh manna from heaven this morning by anointing the words of our pastors and filling him with your spirit. Help us always, Lord, to grow in grace and in wisdom as we continue to draw close to you. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, brothers and sisters, is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
in our baptismal class, brothers and sisters, and we're studying the flood part one. The flood, part one. Let's start with Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. We're studying Genesis 6, verses 1 through 13, and we're pulling life lessons from these scriptures as well. Let's pray. Father, be with us this morning. We thank you for all your love for us. We ask for the Spirit of God to tabernacle with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, have you ever wondered why? Well, let me tell you who the sons of God are and who the daughters of men. There were two lines of people. You have the line of people that came from God, which we didn't read it, but Adam and Eve had another child named Seth who replaced Abel, and from his generation, his lineage was the lineage of God's people, and then Cain had a lineage, and that lineage were the daughters of men. So that being said, have you ever wondered why it didn't say the daughters of God saw the sons of men, that they were handsome? It is because even though, brothers and sisters, it got bad in the days of the flood, it hadn't gotten so bad wherein women started chasing men. That was not God's plan. I'm going to read it to you, my brothers and sisters. Well, first of all, yeah, it says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. God's plan is perverted when women are chasing men, if I can use that term. Ladies, sisters, let them find you. Trust me. They have eyes. And you want to present yourself in a way, if you're interested in getting married, and even if you aren't interested in getting married, be an example. Present yourself in such a way where they're drawn by what's in your head, not what's below your neck, okay? We can look nice and appropriate, but still exemplify the fact that we are godly men and women. Proverbs 18:22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? So, my brothers and sisters, we should not be in relationships with those that are not following Christ. The world would be a much better place if we follow that line of thinking, that admonition from the Lord. And so if you're thinking about being in a relationship with somebody or you are in a relationship with someone and they are not following Christ, and when I say following Christ, we say, oh, they're a Christian, but we have been given a special message, brothers and sisters. It's called the Three Angels Messages. And before we finish our Bible study, not today, but before we finish our baptismal class, we'll go over the Three Angels Messages. But they are the last warning messages for the world. And they include the warning not to worship the beast and his mark, which includes Sunday worship. So there are a lot of people who keep the Sabbath, but because you can't find someone in the church. Again, you're not supposed to be trying to find them. Let them find you. If not, occupy your mind on finishing the work of the Lord and living in a way where God is pleased and serving others that will take away the burden and the passion to have a relationship with someone. And God will send the one he wants you to have if that is his will. Nonetheless, my friends, God says that we should not be unequally yoked. So many people say, well, I've just got it. There's a lot of good people in the Baptist church, and the Methodist church, and the Presbyterian church, and whatever, church, doesn't matter. If they are not following all of God's 10 commandments, oh, I can convert them. you know, and that's a mistake that we make. Now, they should be converted, but don't confuse them. Let a brother give them a Bible study, so on and so forth. But don't let it be such that they have to decide when they're trying to follow, decide whether they're going to follow Jesus all the way, that if I go this way, I get her, you know. But if I don't go this way, I don't get her. Don't put yourself in a position where they've got to choose Christ, but their emotions want you. Because what will happen is they might compromise. It happens all the time. And say, okay, I could probably do that. Yeah, I could probably do that. And it's righteousness by works and not converted. And so your home won't be a happy home. Once they've got you, once you're married to them, the true nature that they never surrendered comes out. And so God has practical understandings here for us. This is not in any way to say that a person that keeps all God's commandments is better than a person who doesn't keep all God's commandments. You didn't always keep all God's commandments. God is trying to keep your home happy. He's trying to keep society in a better place. And we should, and if you're just a Christian, but you want to marry somebody that's not because they treat you all right, you know, it doesn't matter. Well, but the point being made is, in other words, whatever state you're in, get closer to Christ and marry someone who's also getting closer to Christ and keeping his commandments, which is proof that you're getting closer to Christ, okay? This is not a bigotry statement. It's not a statement that says this group is better than that group. It's not that at all. It's talking about how to be a happy person and have a happy home. There's so many homes unhappy. When you go to church, you want to have your husband and wife or wife be with you. You want the family to be together. You don't want to split that up. You don't want to have him or her say, well, I'm not going to church. And when I say church, church can be in your home. I recognize that there aren't a lot of places where you can go and hear truth, brothers and sisters. And so regardless of your situation and circumstance in that light, let's follow God and understand that at the flood, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that they chose. That was not a good thing. Let's look at verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So, my brothers and sisters, this is a message that lets us know that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. There is a view out there that says, once you're saved, you're always saved. So that means I can do anything I want. Once I give my heart to Christ, I'm free to do whatever I want. No, you are not. That is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. There were godly people that chose not to remain godly. And God is looking for a people who would rather die than commit a wrong act. You don't get that like that overnight, brothers and sisters. That's a process of growing in Jesus. And so the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So this verse here says, my spirit shall not always strive with men. God is striving with you, friend. God is working on you. He hasn't left you alone. He didn't find you where he's going to leave you. And we need to recognize that God wants us to grow, to put away sin, to grow into his righteousness, to bathe in his presence, brothers and sisters. When we are in the presence of God, we behold the love of God. By beholding, we become changed, and that's what God wants. When we behold the things of the world, we become changed, and we become more like the world. And so, my friends, the Spirit of God is working on you. When you hear that little voice, say, don't do that. Don't watch that. Don't look at that. Don't listen to that. That's the voice of God, my friends. Don't ignore that voice. And grieve the Holy Spirit. You don't want one day he'll leave forever. And guess what? This grieving of the Holy Spirit, or this sealing, which comes from a full acceptance of the Holy Spirit, grieving comes when we reject the Holy Spirit. It's mentioned, the sealing is mentioned in Revelation 7, 1, 2, and 3. It says, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. This is talking about the last days that we're in, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God into their forehead. So, brothers and sisters, this sealing is a settling in of the truth. It's a process of fully accepting all the truth. And we are seeing the winds about to be let go. When you look at the literal winds, this is a symbolic wind. Wind can represent turmoil and bloodshed and violence and an upheaval. But the literal winds, as they talk about all the disasters due to climate change, no, it's not due to climate change. It's due to the fact that the four winds are about to be let loose. When you see pandemics coming, there's now a new one that is predicted in the next 2 years. How do you predict a pandemic? Well, they compare it to COVID. The World Health Organization, help me, Jesus, the director of the World Health Organization has said that it's going to be worse than what we just went through. Well, the Trump administration and the Biden administration have both told us that what we went through was caused by man. So, my friends, if what we went through was caused by man, and that's why it was one of the most virulent pandemics in our modern time, then if it's worse, you do the math. Where do you think it's going to come from? If this one was made by man, they've confirmed it was a lab leak, which we always knew, which has not gone really mainstream, except they just mentioned that a couple of times. Maybe each network one time mentioned that the Department of Energy of the Biden administration finished their investigation and they said it was a lab leak. Notice that they didn't finish their investigation and announce that until there was a resignation of the top COVID doctor in the United States. It was after his resignation that they announced, yes, it was a lab leak. So think about all that we went through, all the embarrassment, all the lockdowns, all of that, and this was created by man. So, friends, we live in the last days of this earth's history. The winds are going to be let loose. There's going to be more pandemics. There's going to be more horrible weather, more disasters. It's going to be like we've never seen it before, but God is holding back the winds so that the people of God can be sealed in their forehead. That means that we will make a commitment to follow Jesus no matter what, that we will have, as he reveals the areas in our lives that he can't take to heaven, that we would be willing to give up those things that he has revealed to us so that we can go to heaven. Amen? That's what God wants. My spirit shall not always strive with man. He's striving with you today, friends. Let's make the Holy Spirit a happy spirit. He's happy, but you can't take away his joy. But what I'm saying is he is full of joy regarding you. He's not saddened because we reject the truth. Verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. So they had power and might, but they didn't have conversion, brothers and sisters. It's much better to be converted and be in Christ than to have money and power and fame. The Bible says in verse 5, and God saw the wickedness of man. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Well, friends, thoughts produce actions. Actions produce habits. Habits produce character, and character determines our destiny. So we have to guard what we think about. We've got to guard our thoughts. And how do you guard your thoughts? Through the five senses. The five senses are the avenues of the soul. So what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, what we smell, those are the avenues of the soul and control our thought processes. And the thought processes, brothers and sisters, will determine our destiny. The wickedness was great on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Bible says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, Genesis 6:6, and it grieved him at his heart. Grieving is a process. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Many churches teach that they were saved by works, that it was the old covenant period, and now this is the new covenant period. Friends, the Bible says that God gave his covenant to Noah. There's only one covenant that God fully gave and approved. That was called the everlasting covenant, also called the new covenant. Mankind added a covenant when they said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. It was righteousness by my own works. But because they made a commitment, that was a covenant. It didn't do away with the other covenant, and it was based on faulty promises. So the true covenant, which is the new covenant, is the same one he gave to Adam and Eve when they heard the condemnation to the snake, I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It was an implied covenant that if they would follow the seed, which is Christ coming, that they could be saved, okay? The principles that he would be teaching them about the plan of redemption. God gave this covenant also to Noah. The Bible says so and we'll probably read that tomorrow. Because this is a series, this flood story is a series. We're just looking at the antediluvian world, brothers and sisters, this world that was alive before the deluge. That's why it's called antediluvian, before the flood, before the deluge. And God said there was the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Friends, that's the way it is in today's society. There is so much evil that some people just conjure up different ways to hurt people, to sin, to just be pleasure-loving. They're just constantly coming up. There's not enough letters probably in the alphabet to describe the different sexual preferences, the sexual deviance. God said Adam and Eve. Now we've got Adam and Steve. Now we got Adam and Eve and Steve. And we've got Adam and Adam, I mean, in the sense that some people believe that they're addicted to themselves. I mean, it's just all kinds of crazy things that are going on in the world today. All right, but I'm here to tell you that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace has always been. The covenant has always been. There's only one way to be saved. Although before Christ came, God added some reminders of the fact that a Savior was coming because he hadn't gotten there yet. So there were certain aspects of God's teachings that were temporary because once Jesus died on Calvary, those things were nailed to the cross. We don't have to keep the Passover and this Feast of Unleavened Bread. They're wonderful teachings, and we can learn a lot from them. They represent various events in the ministry of Christ, but we don't have to keep them as an obligation because they're nailed to the cross. So That's the bottom line. And yet some people believe that what was done away with was the weekly Sabbath. No, it was not. The weekly Sabbath was given at creation. It was a date with God. The others were annual, and they represented special events in the ministry of Christ. And so that's the difference, friend. It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, but both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. We read this already, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So I just want to bring out that even in the times of Noah, grace was there. So they're lying to you when they say, okay, they were saved by works, we're saved by grace. There's only one way to be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's always been. It didn't say that started with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's only one way to be saved. It is by accepting Christ as your personal Savior. So even before he came, they had to accept him as their Savior in faith. Okay? That's what they did. They gave their heart to Christ. The Spirit of God was working on them. They accepted. They spilled blood in symbolic acceptance of his sacrifice to come. And so that's what they did because he had spilled his blood yet on the cross. And when they did it correctly and their hearts were right, they had the same peace of a Savior from the blood of an animal that would symbolize the blood of Christ, as we do now that Christ has actually died. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Friends, we can walk with God. You can walk with God. Walking with God is having a relationship with God and having a communion with God. That's walking with God, friends. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He walked with God. Noah begat sons, three, it says, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. That's what we have today, friends. I've talked to people from Jamaica. They don't. They will tell you, yeah, there's some places you don't want to go if you go back to Jamaica. And you can't just go and just be safe in certain parts of D.C., Philadelphia, St. Louis, Missouri, no matter where you go, Springfield, Illinois. There are places, brothers and sisters, where it's just not safe anymore. And the world is full of corruption, drugs rampant, corruption rampant, rampant in high places. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So God says, it's just too bad. I can't do anything with these people. They've rejected me. They've grieved the Holy Spirit. I'm going to start all over. Friends, the bottom line is, as we end this, I want you to know, the Bible says in Matthew 24, verses 38 and 39, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking. That means their passions, whatever they wanted. You know, eating and drinking represent what pleases my flesh. So that's just a representation of indulgences, both of past passion, indulgences of passion, whether it's something you consume or whether it's something you do with your body. So it would deal with, this would symbolize other things. But watch this. That's also mentioned in the next phrase, marrying and giving in marriage. They weren't doing it because these were godly women and men. They were doing it because of their own lust, brothers and sisters. And so, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So what we see here, the corruption, the marrying and giving in marriage, which would indicate motive would be that it would be due to sexual reasons and financial reasons and all kinds of things that people marry for not because God put them together. The sons of God with the daughters of men. You follow what I'm saying? It's what was mentioned. And I'm here to tell you that's the way it is today in society. This is a sign that Jesus is coming very soon. So thank you for listening, brothers and sisters, to this message. This is a message that let us know that there's nothing new under the sun. They were very corrupt, much filled with violence. And that's the way we are today. Attacks on the Capitol, riots in the streets, all kinds of things done by both political parties. We need to find Jesus. Let's walk with him today. We can. Friends, let's just keep our minds on Christ today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the love you have for us. Be with us now that your Holy Spirit will fill us, and we thank you for teaching us the way of the Lord and the path that we should walk in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, it's time for us to transition to the wellness segment of the broadcast. We'll be hearing from Sister Lenny on the subject of reach for a rainbow. Intermission time. We'll have our torso solved at this time.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved, you can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice,
we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We'll now hear from Cicilline, Reach for a Rainbow.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Reach for a Rainbow. Including a rainbow of fruits and vegetables in your diet will do far more than help reduce belly fat. You'll get many additional antioxidants, the compounds that reduce overall cellular damage and prevent hardening of the arteries, which can lead to heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Plus, you'll get these benefits: youthful skin, healthy bones, and the prevention of many diseases. Those who eat the most flavonoids, powerful antioxidants found in fruits, veggies, and teas, retain the keenest minds. Those on fruit-heavy diets did better on standard tests, measuring language skills, logic, and memory. For the Stay Sharp benefit, all you need is a sixth of grapefruit, 1/6 of a grapefruit, a quarter cup of blueberries, or 2 sweet cherries a day. Every green, yellow, orange, red, purple, and even white signifies a different class of nutrients, each of which offers a unique benefit. Prevention is to aim for 9 servings a day, 4 fruits and 5 vegetables every day. If you're having trouble controlling your blood sugar, here's a list to help you know the health benefits of different colors. Red, tomatoes and watermelon are loaded with lycopene, which may protect against cancer and heart disease. Yellow, orange, sweet potatoes, carrots, pumpkin, mango, corn, and melon can contain a variety of carotenoids, which reduce the risk of developing cancer. Green, vegetables such as spinach and broccoli are high in lutein, which helps keep your vision sharp and clear. Blue, purple, blueberries, and blackberries are chock full of anthocyanins, which prevent tumors from forming and suppress their growth. White, cauliflower offers the same cancer-fighting benefits as broccoli, its cruciferous cousin, and potatoes are a good source of vitamin C. May God bless you today as you reach for that rainbow. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We need to reach for the rainbow, friends. Lots of colors in our foods and fresh foods. Praise the Lord. Phone lines are open. We would love to hear from you if you would like to share anything on Facebook. We have South Carolina, North Carolina, with North Carolina giving us a happy Monday. We have Virginia. We have Georgia, with Georgia saying good morning to all of us. And on the call, we have Ohio. We have Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have New Jersey. We have Ohio and Georgia. Welcome again. Thank you all for joining us. If anyone has anything on your heart, please feel free to press star 6. We'd love to engage with you. And those who can see me might look a little different, and that's because I have a spare pair of glasses on right now. But hopefully I'll be back to normal. I like my other ones better. We'll get that going. All right, we have Brother Joseph on the call. We'll take that call at this time.
Good morning, brother.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
Sister Lenny, thank you very much for your presentation. I'm just going to ask you if you would go over the colors again, but slowly. I was trying to write them down because there's so much information, and I didn't want to lose it. So I was writing one, and then the next one came up. So if you could kindly just go over the colors again, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, so we have red, and with that red is tomatoes and watermelon.
Okay.
And then two, yellow, orange, and we have sweet potatoes, carrots, pumpkin, mango, corn, and other melons.
Okay.
Green, we have spinach and broccoli. Blue, purple, we have blueberries and blackberries.
Okay.
White, we have cauliflower, potatoes, garlic and onions. And that's just a few, as many other colors that go through.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's just a few.
So it's okay to mix the watermelon with other fruits. I think you only had one fruit with the watermelon.
Yes, you can mix watermelon with other melons. You can mix watermelon with any fruit.
Okay. And is there a difference in terms, well, you had a difference maybe for color, but you had potatoes separate from sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I never mentioned sweet potatoes. I just remember I mentioned white with cauliflower and potatoes. So sweet potatoes is, you know, it's another color.
Right.
That go with the yellow orange, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Brother Joseph. I did mention sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned it with the yellow and orange.
With the yellow and orange, yes.
All right. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go to Sister Donna at this time. Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning to everyone on the line. Sister Lenny, this was very, very interesting. But the part that I wanted to review with you was the when you talked about the requirements of all it took in the course of a day, 1/6 of a grapefruit, what does that do? Are you saying that that would fulfill the fruit requirement for the day, or was that a remedy for something?
It was mentioned in about the mind. Just to stay sharp, stay sharp.
Well, 1/6 of a grapefruit and what else?
It's 1/6 of a grapefruit, 1/4 cup of blueberries, and 2 sweet cherries.
1/4 cup of blueberries and just 2 cherries?
Mm-hmm. That's what it says. This information
wow.
is coming from a little pamphlet that I have called Outsmart Diabetes.
Uh-huh. And just these on a daily basis will keep the mind sharp.
Supposed to really help.
Wow. I think that's awesome. Well, I wanted to thank you very much for taking the time to do this, Lenny. And I'm really finding it interesting and researching some stuff, and
yes.
and it just adds a whole new dimension to my being a medical missionary. So I thank you very much for allowing God to use you in this ministry. And I wanted to thank you too very much, Pastor Shalom and Maria, for what you do as well. Thanks for taking my call this morning. And everyone have a blessed day. Bye bye.
Amen. Thank you for being here and being with us and doing the work you do for the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything? We have about 17 minutes to the top of the hour.
I'm just requesting special prayer for my family. We lost a great aunt who was 98 years old, and I'm just asking special prayer for the family.
Amen, amen, amen. Definitely will keep your family in prayer. Amen. There's no one else in the queue. I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And now, Lord, as we go about our day, on this day of service to you, we ask that your Spirit will continue to guide us, leading, directing, instructing, helping us, Lord, to be able to stay on the right path of righteousness, helping us to be reminded of the things that we need to be doing, keeping our minds and our thoughts towards heaven. We ask, Lord, that you would bless everyone on this line in a special way, be with those that are in need, those that have a need to draw closer to you, those that have a need to hear from you, Lord. We ask that you will honor the petition, as mentioned, about Sister Lenny's family, Lord, who has lost, I think she said, a great aunt. And we just ask that you will be with every family member, drawing strength where strength is needed for them, allowing you to bring comfort and peace to their hearts and to their minds. And we ask that you will bless everyone and help them through this time of grief. And we ask, Lord, that for others that have lost loved ones, that you will continue to help and to replace that loss with your love and joy. And we ask that as others are going through things, that you will bless spiritually, mentally, physically. We're all in need, and we all come to you, Lord, knowing that you will hear us and you will answer us in according with your perfect will. Thank you for giving us this time to put our petitions before you, for we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust.